This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have to ask the question, is it your community that I'm talking about? And it probably is. The totalitarians, well, they have complete coverage over the globe, and they want to put us under their thumb. Not going to happen on our watch, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another fast-moving news day. You know, I don't know when it's not been a fast-moving news day. It doesn't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday or any other made-up holidays you might want to have out there. I don't know. Whatever holidays you celebrate or not celebrate or days that you celebrate. Maybe some of you have different kind of calendars. Maybe you have 8 days in the calendar. Or how about just five? Anyway, whatever your calendar is, it's always a fast-moving news day here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, made more so by the One World Order folks, the globalists. They are just force-feeding us news, even if it's fake news. Now, I do have to say that we're going to be talking about a whole range of things, Donald Trump and, of course, what's going on with his appointments and his picks. That devastating fire in Oakland, unbelievable comments that are being made by the owner on TV. It just shows you what is really truly going on in the heart and soul of Oakland, California, and shows you, he's a classic example of what is wrong with California and how sick and needy California is. And sick and needy, deliberately made sick and needy as a state, basically, by the liberals and the liberal elites, like the Jerry Browns of the world out there, the people that have driven this state into oblivion, deliberately so that they can create their own utopia. Yeah, utopia. That's another story, isn't it? This is what the global elites want, is utopia. Never thought about that? Everything's just free. Everything's ethereal. Everything is just so, well, it's your problem, not mine. Everything is just, we don't have to make it here. I mean, everything that we can think of in terms of, you know, we need more of your money, so we're going to take it. It's an amazing, the left is amazing. And what they've done to California is truly amazing, and it's been very thought out, very well laid out for really, I think, several hundred years. And you're going to get an explanation as to that comment from me in the near future, because we're working on a story about California. And, of course, this CalExit business about how to separate California, make a new nation for the great one, El Presidente, Jerry Brown. Yeah, the movement to place Jerry Brown as the President, El Presidente, of California, the new nation, through CalExit. Of course, it's not going to happen unless those people want to be seen as seditious and end up in jail, because that's exactly where they're going to go. That, you know, I maybe I'm just sort of out here spouting out some things that probably shouldn't be spouted out at this point in time, but it's pretty clear to me that this whole CalExit business is a seditious movement to try, designed to try and destroy and hurt the United States of America. And I think a lot of people are going to start finding that out real quick. Anyway, so welcome. Okay, let's get into this whole thing. I want to talk, just touch a little bit more on this Taiwanese phone call that is absolutely blowing the minds of the left out there. It's still going on. Here it is. It's Tuesday, and this happened on Friday, and the left is just kind of catching on to what's really happening. I mean, they're just in a tizzy. I mean, you've got the president out there saying, well, you don't want to damage the relationship between China and the United States. I think, actually, Donald Trump isn't going to damage it. He's going to enhance it. American style. It's going to be on our terms, China. Apparently, they don't get that. And that's what Donald Trump is messaging by taking the phone call from the Taiwanese president on Friday. A first since 1979. And it was Jimmy Carter. It was Jimmy Carter in 1979 that came up with the One China policy. Now, for those of you that don't know, and we have a lot of youngers. I've got to tell you, I've been getting some really good feedback from youngers, and it's really heartening. They know, ladies and gentlemen of my generation, they know they want to fix it. They get it. And more Trump supporters and the youngers than you think, a lot more. And they're becoming more on board as they see what's going on and the spectacle that's happening there in Washington, D.C. with this president. And it's kind of interesting. This is an interesting time in the transition between Obama administration and Trump administration. We're actually starting to see all these cracks and fissures. They're just so obvious, the lies that are being told by this president, and the inconsistencies are starting to become more glaring as people look back in history and look back at the last 8 years. And look back at, let's say, Benghazi. Now, what about another one? This one came up to sort of substantiate some loosened ties out there that we need to put together and tie down. Benghazi, we still have to tie down. There's more to come on Benghazi. That's still going to happen. But there's also the Extortion 17 business. If you haven't heard about Extortion 17, I believe it was in August of 2012 that a helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan, in a province right next to where Bo Bergdahl was being held. Oh. You see, I like to drag you kicking and screaming from dot to dot to dot. That way you get the whole story. And right now I'm doing that. Extortion 17 was a helicopter, a Chinook helicopter, that was not designed to carry or ferry in Navy SEALs. And it just so happened that on board that helicopter that night, Extortion 17, numeric, Islamic numerology applied to the 17, of course, it was blown out of the sky. It was not shot down by some miracle RPG that brought that helicopter down. By the way, it was not the prescribed helicopter for Navy SEALs to be in. And as a result, 15 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6 died. Do you think that was payback for bin Laden? It was clearly an inside job, the whole story. Well, I was we got our new computer system, and in that we were able to pull up our archives from years past, 2012, 2011, 29, 28. Oh, my. Listen, I have got archival stuff on people like Van Jones. You wouldn't believe. I was absolutely flipping out going through our archives. So you'll be hearing some stuff. Oh, you know, Van Jones, the communist. Remember, it was Van Jones, the 99 percenters? Remember all that at the beginning of this Obama administration? He was the chosen one to lead that group. Of course, where are they today? Where are they today? In the ash heap of history. Just like, you know, selling your car, turning your car in, cash for clunkers. Remember that? And, of course, shovel-ready jobs. Remember that? Oh, we got all that stuff. We got all that stuff. And we're going to tell it Agenda 21 radio style, of course. But Donald Trump, getting back to Donald Trump, we'll get through this. Getting back to Donald Trump, his move to get into Taiwan and to message with Taiwan is brilliant. And it's sending a major statement around the world, and people haven't quite caught up with it yet, but they're going to continue to, and the left is freaking out, and I love it. I absolutely love it. We're in charge, is what Donald Trump is telling China right now. You're not, China. You're not. The United States of America, there's a new sheriff in town, and this sheriff means business. And Donald Trump is the new sheriff with the big badge. And you know what? He's taking all the thunder he can away from President Barack Hussein Obama. He is seizing the high ground. He's taken away the bully pulpit. And quite frankly, isn't it about time somebody took the bully pulpit away from the bully, the thug, the criminal in the White House? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye, aye, aye.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. A21r.com. And, okay, I've been getting a lot of comments about S. White, the Taiwanese drummer girl who has about 100 million views on YouTube. Now, that's, I gave up. What I did is I, several weeks ago, I was made aware of this. Why I got one of our listeners, thank you very much, said, "Have you seen this?" and sent me a YouTube of this little girl. She's 14, 15 years old, junior high age at the time. Now, the video that was sent to me was 2 years old, a year and a half old. And it said down at the bottom, it was a drummer, and she's a street drummer, what she is. Her name is S. White. Don't ask me. I'm going to have to figure out how to say her Taiwanese name because she's Taiwanese. And she's on a mission. She's a Christian missionary. It's just fantastic, the story. Well, fantastic, baby. Anyway, so they sent me this song, this YouTube, and it shows S. White drumming in the streets of Taiwan, Taipei, I think. And this is apparently part of the culture of what we have over there in Taiwan. And you have these street drummers. A lot of them are young ladies that are growing up. And they're just fabulous to watch them play the drums. It's just absolutely amazing. And you have some boys, but it's mostly girls, which is, I'm not too sure why that is. But this is a phenomenon that's been sweeping Asia for quite some time, I guess. So anyway, her number of hits, I was sitting there looking around at it, and I'm sitting there listening to the drum solo that she's doing, or part of this song called Fantastic Baby. And I'm sitting there looking at it and going, geez, man, this is really good drumming, because I used to play the drums as a kid. And I'm sitting there going, in fact, this is like excellent and superb, and it just got better, better, better as I was listening to it and watching it. And then I realized, I looked down at the number of views on it. It had 14 million views in a year and a half to almost 2 years of being published out there. 14 million! I went, what? No one gets 14 million. So then I showed this to a friend of mine who's in the music business, and he's freaking out. He's freaking out. He says, well, she's imitating, is what he said. And then he was watching for just a few more minutes. He goes, wow, she could be the best in the world. I said, wow, but here's the gig. You start digging into it, you know, start realizing here she is in Taiwan, a foreign country, obviously not America. And she's proud and out wearing a Christian cross on her neck. So the story begins. I sit there and say, wait a minute, there's more to this. So we started digging. People started saying, okay, yeah, she belongs to a church, a Christian church in Taiwan, big Christian church. And she's a missionary. She's on a mission. She's on a mission about Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden the pieces start to fit together. And so you start realizing, you start watching the rest of her drum performances and so on, and you realize she's an ambassador for God. And it is so awesome to see. And then when we started adding it up, I went to my friends, and the friend that I was talking to, we were looking at it, and I noticed he had a different page number of views on his YouTube. So it's a different channel. Somebody else had done it. I looked at the names. Some people copy and stuff like that. So some people, a lot of people, everybody copies. Anyway, so they put that up there under a different name. And that one has 12 million hits on it, views. 12. And so, you know, you start adding 12 and 14 pretty soon, you get big numbers of millions. So then I said, wait a minute, this just cannot be. This phenomenon cannot be. It's growing. It's expanding. Latest hits were just the day before. You know, it's been sitting up there for 2 years. The same song, fantastic. Started adding it up. I left the count on this one song at 60 million. As I went through and audited and went through several of these different views of this on YouTube, put up by different people, 60 million. So then you start looking at the other ones that she has. She has other numerous songs out there that are on YouTube. She's got her own Facebook and all this stuff. She's, you know, hyped out. Huge, huge following in Taiwan, a Christian country. Is there any reason why Donald Trump was reaching out to Taiwan or accepting calls from Taiwan? Another Christian country in the middle of Asia. Do you think that bothers the Chinese? I just have a feeling it does.
And welcome back to Hannity. So the Trump transition team remains hard at work trying to fill key administrative roles. Earlier today, President-elect Trump, he nominated Dr. Benjamin Carson as the Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary. And the president-elect is reportedly now expanding the field of potential Secretary of State nominees, sending out more invitations to meet with even more people this week. Back with reaction, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. He's moving so much faster than past presidents, but he's inviting everybody in. Like, I don't want Mitt Romney chosen because I think you need loyal people around you. Do you agree?
I do agree. But I have to say, the discipline, the way they're approaching this, you know, they are way ahead of most presidents right now in the number of cabinet slots they've already chosen. And I know there are two or three more coming that they've already gotten locked down, that they know what they're doing. And here is probably his hardest decision. And I think what's happening as he looks at this, and I really admire the disciplined way he's approached the Secretary of State. Could have picked Rudy Giuliani, certainly my choice. Might have picked Mitt Romney, certainly not my choice. But he keeps looking at it, thinking about it, talking to people. And I think we may discover that the model is what President Eisenhower did. He brought in John Foster Dulles, who was a great international lawyer. He wasn't a theoretician. He wasn't a creature of the State Department bureaucracy. But he was somebody who had actually worked internationally with big deals, getting things done. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the president-elect reach out to somebody in business who's run a large multinational, who's used to dealing with many, many different countries, and who brings that tough-minded business approach to the State Department. Because remember, and I think you and I totally agree on this, you have to have a Secretary of State who both fixes the State Department while representing the U.S. overseas. They've got to do both jobs, and I think it's important to have a great manager to do that.
I think the bureaucracy, the State Department, that's where the swamp that needs to be drained is, or at least a big part of it. Let me ask you about this Taiwan question and the media's coverage of this. Now, in 95, Bill Clinton let the president of Taiwan give a speech at Cornell. And then when George W. Bush was president, he allowed the president of Taiwan to visit in transit to countries in Latin America that maintain diplomatic relations with Taiwan. You would think this is the biggest, I guess, presidential faux pas watching the news media this weekend, because he took a congratulatory phone call from the president of Taiwan. They, you know, Dick Cheney actually made a statement. He said, you know, Trump could now transcend the media. At this point, he doesn't need these guys anymore. Is it time to rethink the White House press office? For example, does CNN really deserve a seat after being caught colluding with the Clinton campaign? Does NBC deserve a seat in the White House press office and dealing with a press secretary when we know they have an institutional bias? Or is it time to just throw them all out and start over?
Well, those are two different questions. Let me say, first of all, about Taiwan. This was a deliberate, well thought out, specific signal. He accepted a phone call from the freely elected head of a democracy of 23 million people. And frankly, if it's okay for President Obama to go down and hang out with the Castro dictatorship, it ought to be okay for Donald Trump to talk to a democracy. And he's also sending a very tough signal to Beijing. This ain't the old order. We're not going to let you push us around. You don't dictate to us. Setting the stage for some very, very important negotiations. In terms of the White House press...
You don't dictate to us. Isn't that amazing? A new sheriff in town, Donald Trump. Don't dictate to us. We're free Americans. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, Donald Trump, new sheriff in town. It's kind of refreshing, isn't it? They're just screaming. And, you know, I want to take off a little bit from what Newt Gingrich said there about, you know, everybody's whining about the president-elect, you know, making contact with Taiwan. And let's just, I think it was Hillsdale College, the guys over there, Arne, who kind of started this. I could be wrong, but I think it was, they're the ones who kind of started this whole Taiwanese thing. There's some great missionary work going on over in Asia. There's no doubt about it. Lou Benninger, one of our co-host or one of our hosts of one of our shows on one of our sister stations, goes over to Vietnam all the time and into China and smuggles in, he's a smuggler, he smuggles in Bibles. Yeah. There's people out there risking their lives for the good word in foreign countries. You just don't realize trying to send the message. But anyway, it's obviously taken foot in Taiwan. But, you know, here's the left screaming. This is how far off skew we are as a nation. Is it here we have the left screaming like crazy that Donald Trump is talking to a freely elected president of Taiwan? What? Those people live in freedom. And they live in freedom because they have emulated the United States of America. Oh, you know, the old country, the old United States of America under Ronald Reagan, that group of people? Yeah. You know, we Americans. So Donald Trump is sending a message absolutely loud and clear to the world leaders, and especially China. We're friends with Formosa. How do you like that one? That's the island. We're friends with Taiwan, now known as Taiwan. And I want you to do your history. We talked about this yesterday on the show. Do your history about Taiwan. Ryoshi Sasakawa, the Flying Tigers, Chiang Kai-shek. All those are in historical play right now. History coming alive. History is always alive. You just have to put it in perspective. And right now, in perspective, in the scope, in the sight, in the ocular right now is Taiwan. What a metaphor for freedom, though. It's just amazing. So anyway, they're freaking out. But, you know, on the other hand, they're not freaking out about our president going down and making friends with a dictator who has killed ruthlessly thousands, hundreds of thousands of Cubans and kept that nation state in tyranny. Gee, I wonder how the economy is going to bloom once we get rid of all the Castros and we start to really patch up relationships with Cuba. One of my students who was a Cuban who watched his family being slaughtered right in front of me. He was made to watch his family slaughtered by Che Guevara in Cuba. It was one of my former students. Watch that. That sticks with me. I'll tell you, when he told that story in my classroom, that has stuck with me ever since. Che Guevara, the murderous thug that he was. And we celebrate him over here? Come on. People wearing his shirt don't even know what it is. You have some 16, 17-year-old kid who doesn't even know what Che Guevara is all about, yet he's wearing him and he's celebrating him as a good communist? We're upside down. Talk about upside down. It's the Democratic Party. Okay, you've got... I don't know what to tell you. They reelected Nancy Pelosi. Good luck. Well, of course, she's a money honey. They know that. This is what happened on the Sunday show.
The Democratic Party is in a moment of questioning about its identity. You were reelected to lead the Democrats in the House. What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
Well, I don't think that people want a new direction. What we want is a better connection of our message to working families in our country.
Oh, boy. That was House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi insisting the Democrats do not need to change course after losing the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives to the Republicans last month. They're failing to capture in the other two cases. What's more, critics are now questioning why the Democrats are considering far-left favorite Congressman Keith Ellison to take their party further in what they call the wrong direction. Neera Tanden is the president of the Progressive Center for American Progress and a former advisor to Hillary Clinton. Neera, thanks so much for being here.
Great to be with you.
So what about that, Nancy Pelosi? I don't think the people want a new direction. That's a strange statement to hear, given the fact that the Democrats just got blown out on November 8th.
Well, let's just remember again that we do have President-elect Trump. I totally see that there were tough states that we lost that have been behind the blue wall in the past, but Democrats didn't win 2.6 million voters. Having said that, 2.6 million more voters than Donald Trump. Having said that, I don't think the point is that we don't need any new ideas or new direction. I think...
Okay. I can't let that go anymore. Where are those 2.6 million? Now, I will tell you that as of on Sunday, a story comes out by Tom Steyer, who's all in for the Cal exit. I know this is a little deviation. We're talking about what's going on in the Republican Party, and we're going to talk about Keith Ellison, a radical Islamic terrorist, as a perhaps head of the DNC, a man who hates white people, by the way. Hates them. And hates Americans. In his association with the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and ISNA and all this other stuff. That's who they're. That's the direction this party's going. The party of hate. They're really going to hatred. It's really amazing. But anyway, the whole notion of Tom Steyer being involved now with the Cal Exit program, he wrote an editorial. And in that editorial, he brings up the fact it was California, how out of step California is with the rest of the nation, why we need a new nation called California, and put in El Presidente, Jerry Brown. Big article in the LA Times. Now, what really caught my eye was the statement that he made about California was the one who delivered the 2 million votes for Hillary Rodham Clinton, thus making her should be the president by popular vote. Forget the Electoral College. Of course, they don't want you to understand that the Electoral College is there for a reason, and the Founding Fathers created the Electoral Colleges for moments like this. But here is my point. They're having all these recalls out there in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and so on. Why not we just, not a recall, but a recount, why don't we recount California? Don't you think that's a good idea? Let's go through and let's recount the votes in California, because you know what? We'll find out the truth. And we'll find out that Tom Steyer and everybody else is lying. People here in California, we get the corruption that is going on in the California electoral system. So I think that what we ought to do is Tea Parties, everybody unite, and demand that the Trump campaign do a recount of California's results from the November 8th election. Let's go ahead and play their game. And you know what? You're going to find out the fraud, the cheating that's been going on here in California. They've got problems.
Nancy Pelosi might have been responding to whether we need a new leader in the House for Democrats. She just got reelected. There was a good discussion about that. But I think Democrats do recognize that one of the reasons why Donald Trump won is because people want a change in Washington. And now, as Democrats are outside of, you know, they're not running Congress or running the administration, we have to have it. We have to really speak to that. We have to talk about political.
Where is that soul searching? You know, because Nancy Pelosi was challenged by a guy from Ohio. Who was somebody who said, I can speak to these working class voters. And they were like, forget you. We want the one who's been here for 30 years. Chuck Schumer is now going to be the Democrat leader in the Senate. And now, I mean, Keith Ellison, do you think that's going to happen? This guy is so controversial. I mean, Alan Dershowitz, who's a lifelong Democrat, he came out and said, you can't do it. I mean, he came out and said, it's hard to imagine a worse candidate to take over the DNC.
You know, I worked with Keith Ellison in the Democratic platform, and, you know, I think he was a very constructive force. A lot of people respect Keith, and even on some of these issues that have been raised about Israel, people like Chuck Schumer who've been a very strong.
They're going to go with this guy, Ellison, a radical Islamic terrorist supporter. Keith Ellison, that's the Democratic Party for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
back here on Agenda 21 Radio, please visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Okay. Yeah. Keith Ellison, can you imagine that? I mean, a hater of America. The guy's amazing. And, you know, Louis Farrakhan, there's a whole history on this guy. I mean, and if the Democrats accept that, it's party over for the Democrats. They're done. They are absolutely done because they are so out of lockstep right now. And again, by selecting Nancy Pelosi to still be the House Speaker, Minority Speaker, that's just so disconcerting to everybody else in the Democratic Party. I know I've got Democratic friends who... I actually do have Democratic friends. They call me all the time. And by the way, they've been... They're gonna probably stop calling me now, but they call me incessantly sometimes because they want to know what the future is going to be with Donald Trump. I said, well, lower taxes. I always tell them, lower taxes. The economy is going to explode. We actually might start filling up storefronts in some of your Southern California communities that you've decimated with your policies, and you might even lose your job. I mean, especially if Trump decides, like Chris Street pointed out here on Agenda 21 Radio last week, that Donald Trump is probably going to hold up funding for California programs. I mean, so, sorry, Jerry, you're going to probably have to rely upon Tom Steyer and some of your other, well, how about the Ryoichi Sasakara Foundation for billions of dollars to support California, right? A state you have deliberately driven into the ground. I'm sorry, I just have to say that. But my point is this, is that as you take a look at what is going around the landscape of the Democratic Party, they're in trouble. They're in serious trouble with this leadership group. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, Keith Ellison, that's it. I just don't think that the normal Democrat is going to buy into them, especially when you start... we're going to find out about, in a general sense, we know in the alternative media. We know in the alternative media, in the new stream media, as we call it, because we are the new stream media. No one's listening. No one's listening to the mainstream media. It's great. So and by the way, if you want to bypass the news, Donald Trump has figured out how to do that, right? He just goes to Twitter. If he wants to bypass the mainstream media, he just goes... This is a bigger question. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I want to get back to the Democrats. If they go with this route of hatred, 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 of misdirection, and they want to go with the money honey as opposed to somebody who wants to provide real leadership for the Democratic Party, they're done. They're absolutely done. And quite frankly, they got one foot in it right now with Nancy Pelosi because they selected her to be the speaker for them. So they're in trouble. And Keith Ellison, you couldn't find a worse selection than to have a radical Islamic terrorist supporter as your spokesperson for the DNC. I mean, I thought we were in trouble with the other wacko they had, the other two wackos that resigned. I'm serious. But this is the lay of the land for the Democrats. So it's going to be a long haul for them. But what about conservative Republicans? What about us conservatives? What's going to happen to us? Are we going to be sold out again? Big question. You know, one of the things I had a big question about is Donald Trump yesterday brings in Al Gore to talk. And Al Gore was going to talk to him again. Then there's Henry Kissinger. So I had some red flags. When any time you bring in Al Gore to talk about anything, you know it's a lie. I mean, I would love to question Al Gore as a teacher would question somebody about a homework assignment and just ask them the question, well, Al, can you explain to us the relevance of carbon on the periodic table of the elements? And can you explain the atom of carbon? Can you tell us, you know, the covalences, how it bonds and things like that? What's important about the electrons, the protons, and just ask him some detailed questions about atoms and watch him fail miserably. I say this about President Barack Hussein Obama, who talks about, oh, the carbon threat, the carbon this, carbon that, global warming. Well, you know, back in the shroom days in high school, I'm sure he wasn't really paying attention as he sat in a biology class, if he sat in a biology class at all. He doesn't understand the periodic table of the elements. He doesn't understand what carbon's about. I mean, to me, as a person used to teach all this stuff for years, it's pretty obvious he's clueless. And so is Al Gore. They're clueless. Well, most of the environmentalists are clueless. And is this radical environmentalism, this global warming business, a hoax? Absolutely. It's an exquisite hoax. It's the biggest hoax of our time. And they have managed to pull the wool over our eyes through the United Nations Agenda 21 plan and the United Nations working together in collusion with other world leaders to foist upon us this whole scheme. It's a scam. And those of you that have gotten your degrees in environmental sciences from some of these esteemed universities that talk about global warming as a fact, well, the globe does warm. It's the sun that really kind of is the driver of that. So when it warms here on the Earth, it warms on the moon at the same time. Can you figure that out? Can you tell me why that happens? Maybe it's because of the sun warming the moon at the same time it's warming the Earth. You know, there's sunspot cycles, there's solar flare cycles, and so on. And it causes the Earth to warm periodically, and the moon too, but also the Mars, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and finally, for Al Gore and his edification, Uranus. They all warm at the same time, and they all cool at the same time. And the last time I checked, Al, I have not seen or spotted one of your SUVs or aircraft on Uranus. Anyway, I digress. So the Democratic Party, they're in trouble. Mainstream media is also in trouble. And this is, I think, something that's very, very appropriate at this point in time. And we're throwing up a whole bunch of things here at one time, but it's all relevant at the same time. But the mainstream media is dying. And it's because we're going without them. We're going beyond them. We don't have to go through the mainstream media to get our message out. That's why we have Agenda 21 Radio and like-minded radio shows and media outlets, blogs, and so on that are saturating for the American people right now. And it's working. It's working. Freedom of press is here again. You just have to find it. And we're going to bring it to you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And I really do appreciate your emails. We're getting a slew of them because of our controversial stance on Cal Exit and the Jefferson Movement. And the Jefferson Movement is going to happen, by the way. It's really getting to be exciting at this point. Declaration Day is coming up. We're going to actually declare our independence from the state of California, which ought to be a real groundbreaker for Jerry Brown. Anyway, a little update on Oakland, possible charges in the deadly fire. This is a headline that I'm reading right now on Drudge. And if you've been following this story about the rave and so on, we're going to have, I think either today or tomorrow, we're going to have, just depending on how our shows are going, we're going to be having a little clip so you can listen to the owner of this place, who's probably going to be charged for multiple murders. We're up to 36, the last check. There's more that's out there. I think they've found up to as many as 43 bodies at this point, and they haven't told everybody. They've told only about 23 of the families, I think. So they have way more to identify. But the bottom line to all this is that this guy's going to be charged with murder. And to listen to this guy speak, he should be charged with murder. I mean, it's just absolutely buffoonish, and it so typifies the mentality of the left here in California. It really does. And it's not all Californians, by the way. Californians reject this man and reject the left. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans, and we should be proud of that. A new day is coming, ladies and gentlemen. So stay strong.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.